Okay, you pick a recipe. Go on, anyone will do. Just open a page.
What is this, anyway?
What's kind of healthy eating for students? Gran gave it to me as a going-away present.
They all look a bit...
virtuous?
Fibrous.
Well, she's majoring on cheap and healthy. I thought I'd give it a try.
Fair enough. What about this one?
Let's see. Pasta shells, cheese, courgette.
Or this?
No, let's go with the pasta shells. Okay, here, you weigh them out. I'll find the veg.
Yeah, Alice, I only had my dinner an hour ago. I mean lunch, whatever.
Well, we don't have to eat it now anyway. We'll give it to Adam. He'll eat anything.
As long as it doesn't take too long.
Why?
I'm going to be helping Dad later.
Chris? On my last weekend?
Yeah, well, I was supposed to do it yesterday.
Do what?
Help clear out the flat over the shop so we can start the renovation. He's paying me.
That's more important.
Well, maybe I can get out of it.
Well, no, don't do that just for me.
Okay, I won't then.
Oh, you pig! You don't seem to realise I'm going away for weeks and weeks. A whole term.
Yeah.
You're not going to miss me at all, are you?
Just have to get used to it.
Oh, Christopher!
Mine, I'm
sorry. Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Mum.
What's going on in here?
Oh, it's from Gran's new cookbook. Chris is helping me.
Hello, Christopher.
Hi, Jennifer.
Straight after lunch?
We don't mind, do you?
No, as long as you clear up.
It's just... it could be the last chance I get to cook somewhere that's not full of students.
Oh, I know. My little girl going off to the big wide world. I still can't believe it.
Hello, gap year.
Well, that wasn't quite the same.
Oh, no. Like, this is all the way to Southampton.
You know what I mean, darling. Oh, I got you a new duvet from Underwoods.
Oh, great.
And we'll still need some pillows too. And I thought a couple of big cushions would be useful.
Mum.
You want to make your room all nice and cosy. Even if we do have to take the Land Rover to fit it all in.
No, I'm taking my own car down. Remember?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm sure we'll manage it somehow.
Okay, I'll weigh out the pasta. What next?
Ugh. This courgette looks disgusting.
That's okay, just cut the squidgy bit off.
Ugh, no. Ugh. Stuff it. There's some chocolate in the cupboard. Let's make brownies instead.
What's this, darling?
Hi, Lillian.
Have I missed another by-election?
Oh, no. Stop the Ambridge AD.
Ugh.
Another of Mrs. Noakes' posters. She's sticking them on lampposts now. I'm sure that's against the bylaws.
Oh, I should tear it down if I were you.
Well, I'm tempted.
Go on. Look, it's loose at the corner here. Just look. I'm sure if you give it a little help...
Lillian?
There. Oh, whoops. What did I tell you? That's what litter bins are for.
I hope she didn't see that.
You ought to use stronger glue, darling.
Well, you know, free speech and all that.
Don't worry. If anyone asks, I'll swear you had nothing to do with it, Mr. Chairman of the Parish Council.
Oh, they're like mushrooms, though. You tear one down, there'll be six more in the morning.
Oh, who takes any notice?
What? You weren't at last week's meeting. Ruth and I were practically lynched.
Oh.
It's not just the NIMBY brigade, either. Some real opposition out there.
Oh, I don't know. Matt doesn't seem at all bothered about it.
Doesn't he?
Well, you know, I mean, he's not had that much time to think about it. You know?
Yeah, well, he didn't seem that fussed when I called the other day.
Well, David, I'm sure he's just had other things on his mind.
Maybe, but...
Anyway, I'm off to see Jenny. Bye, darling!
Yeah, bye. Hi, love.
How you doing?
Just on my way back now.
Okay. Pip's asked for a lift in to see Izzy.
Oh.
It's okay, I can do it.
Are you sure? Because I was hoping to do another hour or so's fencing.
If I go now, I'll be back in time for milking.
Oh, well, that would be great.
She seems to think Izzy's in quite a state.
Emergency, eh?
More urgent than her homework.
Oh, well. Listen, to show how grateful I am, I might even leave the paddocks and put up that electric fence in the orchard.
Oh?
For your outdoor carvers.
Would you?
Well, stop you having to remind me about it.
Thanks, that'd be great. I'll see you later.
Ugh,
I am just so bloated.
So whose fault is that?
Not mine.
Oh, yeah.
You made me eat all those disgusting brownies.
Yeah, right. Like I was holding you down, forcing them down your throat.
Oh, no, don't touch me. I'll burst.
That's no fun. Mm.
All right. Just be careful. Don't squeeze me too hard. And I wanted to lose weight before I go to uni.
What for?
Because I'm so fat.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but that's because you're so sweet.
Alice.
And I've got to be fit for this team chase on Thursday. You are coming to the team chase, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. I got the day off.
Good.
It's not true what I said. I am going to miss you. You know that, don't you?
I'll miss you too.
It's been so great these last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Best time ever.
Likewise.
I can still come down and see you though, can't I?
Of course you can.
I mean, maybe not the first weekend, but...
Yeah, but soon. And we'll talk all the time. You can call me every night.
And fresh this week. Won't you be too busy clubbing and meeting everyone?
Chris, what do you think I'm like? You know I'm not going to go off with the first bloke I meet, don't you?
No.
No. Anyway, students. That'll be like geeks and nerds. Not real men like you.
Yeah, well, there is that, I suppose.
Hey, so why don't you drive down with me next weekend?
Yeah? Are you serious?
Yeah. If Mum takes me down, she'll be like, "Oh, my poor baby, I'll never see you again." It'll be hideous. I'd much rather go down with you.
Okay, then.
You will?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Thank you. You know, I'm going to miss you so much.
He's still quite adamant, darling. He doesn't think there's any point in seeing her again.
Oh, I do think that's a shame.
Well, maybe it's for the best.
And you really think that Louise feels the same way?
If you believe Mac, and I've no reason to doubt him.
Did you get that impression from talking to her?
Well, I think the real talking happened after I'd left the room.
You said you weren't there all the time.
Well, left isn't quite the word. Sent out would be nearer the truth.
Oh.
Poor old girl may be a slip of a thing, but she still ordered me out for a smoke.
Oh.
She's pretty sharp underneath it all. She wanted me out of the way and she knew how to do it.
Yes, I see.
She knows her own mind. And if she'd wanted to see Matt again, she'd have found a way to make it happen.
I must say I do find that hard to understand.
That's just too much history there.
But Matt's still her flesh and blood. It's her own child.
I suppose it's not always about flesh and blood, darling.
Perhaps not. Anyway, as you say, if Matt's decided that
he... And the same goes for his brothers and sisters too. He doesn't want to get in touch. Wants to draw a line under the whole business.
And after all your hopes... And the trouble you've been through.
Well, that's my tiger. He's his own man who has been determined to make his own way in the world. It's one of the reasons I love him.
Right, that's the fencer unit up and running.
Great.
Well, you're thinking it's not big enough?
Well...
How many cars are going in here?
10?
Oh, should be fine.
I'll make sure they're all easy carvers. I mean, I may not get them in here for a while. Maybe not this week, even.
Well, we'll get this all set up anyway.
Great.
So, if I take the fence right across here...
We can move it down and give them some fresh grass every day.
Yep.
Thanks, David.
Well, what's one more fence, eh?
When you've all those paddocks to do, I know.
Well, one less now. Got another one up this morning.
Poor thing. Here, I'll help you put those out.
Well, thanks. So, how was poor heartbroken Izzy?
Poor and heartbroken. I wasn't actually allowed to see her.
No? So what took you so long then?
Ah, well...
Thought you were doing your agony aunt bit there. How to win back your boyfriend.
No, I nipped him to see Usha on the way home. They'd spent all week decorating the bedroom and she wanted to show me.
Oh, thank goodness I missed it.
David, it's fab. They've done an amazing job. Mm. She's got a good eye. The only problem is it makes the rest of the place look a real mess.
Yeah, well...
So they've got a firm of decorators coming in to give them a quote for the bathroom in the kitchen.
Ah, so she's given up, has she?
It's a big job and she's back at work now.
Ah, it's lovely to see them so happy.
Yeah. Hey, look, love, if you want to leave this to me now and get on with the milking.
That okay?
Yeah, fine. When does Pip need fetching from Izzy's?
She said she'd give us a call. It's nice the way Pip's looking out for her. I think this Darren guy's really upset her.
Young love.
Well, I'd much rather she was worrying about her friends than mass starvation and the population explosion.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, some proper teenage behaviour at last.
Can't have been easy for you. I mean, to have Matt make the decisions he has about Louise.
Oh, it's up to him, darling.
No, well, I think you've done very well.
Oh, well, it's sweet of you to say.
No, really. I'm not sure that I'd have managed to be quite so restrained.
You don't think so?
Well, I suppose it's still Louise's attitude that puzzles me. I mean, any child of mine, whatever the circumstances...
You know, I have to say, it made me admire you all the more, you know, for Adam and everything.
Well, I could never just turn my back on my children like that.
Well, people are different, aren't they? Circumstances are different.
Well, I know, but... I mean, look, call it maternal instinct or whatever. You want to reach out to them. You want to be there for them. Think about you and Jay.
No! Stop it, Christopher!
Oh, hello there.
Up. I really will. Then you'll be
Where are you
sick.
Off to?
Oh, just out for a bit.
Oh.
Hi, Auntie Lillian.
Hello, darling. Hello, Christopher.
Hiya.
Well, let us know if you're going to be late.
Okay.
And be good.
Yeah. Oh, and hey, Mum, Chris is going to drive me to uni next weekend. Help me move in. Isn't that great?
Oh, you mean just the two of you?
Well, yeah, save you and Dad all the hassle.
I don't mind that. I'm perfectly happy to get you all settled.
There's
and
no need, is there? I can drive myself and Chris can lug all my stuff for me.
But I'd say it's up to it, darling.
Are you sure about this, Christopher? How will you get home again?
That's okay, I'll take the train.
Ah, see? He's such a star.
But you don't want to go to all that trouble. It'd be much simpler to let me go down and...
No, really, I don't mind. I'd like to.
Oh, well.
Okay, then. Great, that's sorted. Bye!
Still here?
Bit slow off the mark this morning.
Oh, I didn't try to wake you.
No, it's my own fault.
I don't know if you'll have a spare moment later.
Why?
Joanne's been worrying about the new livery. He came in yesterday.
Oh, yeah, the big chestnutty thing.
Yes, she thought he was going lame, and she's right.
Okay.
It's nothing dramatic, but it could be a touch of laminitis.
Oh, I've got a pretty full morning.
Oh, you haven't got time before you go?
Oh, no. Due down at Grange Farm. Another TB test.
Oh, you mustn't be late for that.
I am already, but I'll see what I can do.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm hoping the caffeine will kick in soon.
Oh, bad night.
Ah, it took me a while to get off after the meeting.
Was it a difficult one? I was half asleep when you came home.
No, not at all. Oh, it was great, actually. My head was buzzing so much I couldn't get to sleep.
I could see you wanted to talk about it, but sometimes you're so late back from GA.
Oh, don't worry. I'll have to run. Ed'll be waiting with those cows. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay, Dad, and the next.
Go on, help.
So, how many more now?
Half a dozen.
Okay.
Oh, we're doing well, though. So long as we're all done before Oliver gets back.
Huh?
Not that he'd mind so much.
Oh. Yeah, well, no, it's taken its toll on him.
Yeah, he was pretty depressed about it.
Yeah, I bet.
Still, who knows? We might be clear this time.
In you go.
Okay. Go on.
Right. You got a tag?
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Hey, how are you doing for time, Dad?
I can give it a few more minutes.
Are we holding you up, Eddie?
I'm meant to be up at Willow Farm with the digger.
Oh, yeah, their new extension.
Yeah, got the footings dug last week. Still got to do the trench for the drains. Told Roy I'll be up there by 10.
Well, you can blame it on me for keeping you waiting.
Fair enough.
Now then. Okay. You just hold steady while I...
Yeah, Dad, did I tell you me and Emma went to see a place in Ollerton yesterday?
Yeah, your mum said so much about it.
I had a flat off the High Street.
Any good?
Nah, that was rubbish.
Oh.
Well, it was clean and modern, but... I had really windy stairs and the back looked straight onto a brick wall. One bedroom was like a broom cupboard.
Steady.
There's nowhere outside for George. It'd be like living in a shoebox.
Well, you don't want to be all the way over at Ollerton, do you?
No, that's the other thing. The pain getting to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, for both of us.
Yeah, we would hardly get to see you and George.
Whoops. Okay, come on, old girl.
Not a good time to be house hunting, is it, eh? This big open day coming up.
Yeah, when is it a good time?
There.
You okay, Alistair?
Yep. First jab. Hold on while I do the other.
She ought to be getting used to this by now.
So, how are your plans for the farm open day?
Oh, yeah, it's all on track.
Quite soon now, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple of weeks. Trying to think up ways to get some good publicity. I'm getting some flyers printed out for Jazza to take on his round.
You need some big posters, like we had for our open day.
Yeah, those too. But I'm looking for something a bit different, you know? Grab people's attention. Costs a bomb to put an ad in the papers, mind.
Okay. Sheet can go now.
Right.
Oh, that's Roy. He must be wondering where I am.
Well, you're not going to answer it.
Oh, we can wait a bit longer.
Ready for the next?
Look, Dad, there's only a few left if you want to head off now.
No, I don't mind.
Oh, go on, I can manage these.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah, we've done well. Thanks for your help.
Yeah. Okay, then, maybe I should.
I might call round later, see how you're doing.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, I'll see ya.
Bye, Eddie.
Okay, then.
Actually, can you just hold on a moment? These clippers are getting blunt.
Yeah, sure.
Got another pair somewhere.
Okay.
And have you thought about local radio for your publicity?
Yeah, but that'll cost, won't it?
No, I mean Radio Borsetshire. It's the kind of thing they might pick up on.
Yeah?
Give you a free plug. Local dairy selling direct to the doorstep.
Well, you reckon?
Well, should have thought it's worth a phone call.
Yeah, why not?
I've been trying to call you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was helping Edward with the cows.
Well, it's not good news. Building officer's just been. He wants the footings dug out another 150 millimetres.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, he reckons there's still a subsidence risk.
Oh, blimmin' heck. Oh, we've gone down half a mile already.
Well, not deep enough.
Oh, that's great, isn't it, eh? Typical blooming council jobs worth.
We'll have to do it, or they won't pass.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's not your fault, Eddie. You did what it said on the plans.
Those are good footings.
But you said yourself, you don't know what you'll find till you get down there. And we're only talking about 6 inches.
You say that, Roy, but... Oh, it's all got to be shifted, got rid of and levelled.
Oh, come on. It won't take you that long. Half a day?
No, but I've got another job lined up for this afternoon.
What? Eddie?
It's all arranged. I was going to finish the run for the drains and move on after dinner.
You can't go off and leave it. Jason's hoping to get the concrete in tomorrow.
Well, I'd like to help you out, of course, but...
Please, Eddie. It could pour with rain for the rest of the week and then we'd be...
Well...
I'll up your rate a bit, yeah?
I suppose I could call me client in penny asset and postpone.
Yeah?
Oh, okay. Don't worry, I shan't go off and leave you in the lurch.
Oh, thanks.
I'll get these footings done today. Then I can come back another day for the drains.
Good. Right, I'll call Jason and say we're still on.
Yeah, no rush. Need some lubrication before I do anything.
Yeah, of course.
Just a quick copper then.
Whatever.
So, you got the whole day off, or...
No, I'm on late.
Yeah, and I dare say you're busy sorting out the christening for Sunday.
That too. Hayley and Brenda are seeing to the buffet, so that's all sorted.
It'd be nice to see our William back again.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Hayley are really pleased he's coming.
Though he still hasn't said how long he'll be around for.
Well, you know Hayley's had a word with Emma?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just to let her know what's happening, you know. And, well, there's no way Will would come if she and Ed were at the baptism, so...
Yeah, I can see that's a tough one.
Well, Hayley says she was okay about it, so...
Look, thanks, Roy, for sticking by him.
Oh. There's no worries. Right, anyway, I'll go and call Jason.
Yep, righto. I'll get cracking. As soon as I've had my tea.
It's got worse since this morning. You can see the way he's standing.
Yes.
Right back on his heels.
Well, he's certainly overweight, for starters.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look at you.
I'm pretty sure it's laminitis, but I don't know if it's just come on or...
Yeah, it looks painful.
All right, boy, all right.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of heat down there. Keep hold of him while I see if I can just...
Good boy, steady.
That's it. Okay.
Well, what do you think?
Hard to be certain, but doesn't look chronic.
Oh, that's something.
And the owners don't think he's had it before?
Well, that's what they say, but they've only had him a few months.
Well, I shan't mess him around any more while he's in such discomfort.
Oh, there we are.
I'll give him something now to ease the inflammation. He needs to lose some of that weight.
Yes, no more oats for you, young man.
You could try some bute as well.
Oh, I hope it clears up soon.
Yeah, pretty sure it's acute. Might even be his first bout. I'd have to take an x-ray to be absolutely sure, but...
Do you think you should?
Well, let's see how it goes. Keep him on a strict diet. I'll check him again tomorrow.
Good, thanks.
Well, I should never have been allowed to get into this condition.
Some people never learn.
Oh, no steroids here. I'll bring some out from the surgery.
Still suffering from last night?
No, I'm fine. Well, I've been better, I suppose.
So, tell me about your meeting.
Well, we had a new member. Youngest chap, his first meeting. And I felt I was really able to help him.
Yeah?
You remember how Morris took me under his wing when I first started?
He looked after you, didn't he?
Yeah, he challenged me as well. Really made me face up to everything.
So, you want to do the same for this new chap?
If I can.
If you're sure.
I've had over 2 years of GA. It's been such a change. I think I'm ready to try and show someone else the way.
Another 6 inches?
Yeah, great start, isn't it?
Still shouldn't take Dad long to do that.
So you need to talk to him urgent, or...?
No, I can wait.
It's just, you know, clock's ticking here and don't want to stop him now he's started.
That's okay. I got some good news for him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's about our Grange Farm open day. You see, Alistair said I should...
Hey, what the...
Hey?
Eddie! Hey, Eddie! Whoa! Stop!
Whoa.
Blimey.
What the... Oh, blimey, Nick. Look at that.
I don't believe it.
That looks pretty deep.
Here, pass that stone, Edward.
It wasn't there before.
Oh, shh. Yes.
You've hit the side of a well.
Oh, a well?
You're banging the line of your footings.
No, please, say it's not true.
Sorry, Roy. Definitely a deep one and all.
Yeah, but... I mean, can't you just go round it or cover it up?
Oh, not a chance. It's too risky. Well, the building officer would be down on us like a ton of bricks, so to speak.
And you don't want your extension falling down it neither.
So, what?
Oh, yeah. It'd have to be dug out properly and filled up.
With what?
Hardcore. Maybe even concrete. Look, you'll have to talk to Jason.
How long? How much?
It's hard to say, I'm afraid. Nothing more I can do for now, any road. Oh, I'm sorry. Look, you'd best call Jason and see if he can send someone to check it out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll go and do it now.
Bad luck, eh? That's going to cost him.
Yep.
Any road, let Jason tell him the bad news. I'm off to Penyasset.
Dad, don't you want to know why I came up here?
Go on, then.
Okay, well, you know, I was talking to Alistair about the open day.
Yeah.
Well, he said I should try and get a free plug on Radio Borsage here.
Oh.
Well, so I called him up, talked to this girl about it, gave her the full works, you know. She seemed really interested.
Great. Well, so maybe they'll give you a mention.
Well, it's better than that. She called me back half an hour later, and guess what? They want me to go in and do an interview.
What? You mean you? Live? On the radio?
Yeah. The Drive Time Show. Next week sometime. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Oh, nice one. Well done.
It's just the kind of publicity we need. I can't wait to tell Oliver.
There. More toast, darling?
No, thanks. I'm doing fine.
Is the coffee still hot enough? I could go down and make some more.
Yeah, coffee's great. You stay right there.
Right.
I don't want you running up and down those stairs. You're spoiling me enough already.
Well, a little pampering now and then never hurts.
Ah, this will do me nicely. All right?
Well, it's a treat for me to have you here. Not rushing straight off to the office.
Yeah, well, like I said.
So, I better make the most of it.
Nothing urgent on this morning.
Good.
And I think maybe I need to reassess my priorities just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's be honest, if I didn't go near the office for a week or so, would the world stop turning?
A week?
Yeah, not literally, Lillian.
Oh.
But a little delegation never does any harm.
I like the sound of that.
Though, having said that, I do have the odd call to make.
Oh, well, finish your coffee first.
Yeah, no rush.
How about this afternoon? Are you busy then?
A BL meeting.
Oh.
Well, that's not till later.
Hmm. So you're free for lunch?
Yeah, should be.
Oh, good. So I'm taking you out.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm. My treat. Anywhere you like.
That's very sweet of you, Pussycat.
Mm-hmm. So what you like? Mm-hmm. French, Italian. Oh, that little place that does the wonderful seafood.
Yeah, to be honest. You know, I don't feel like anywhere too grand. What about the bull?
Well, if you're sure that's what you'd like.
Yeah, we've not been there for a while.
All right.
And it's always good to support the community.
Oh, darling, what about all this fuss over the AD? Susan was so rude to me the other day.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, well.
I've told you before, it's not my style to hide from it. And anyway, just between ourselves, that may not be a problem for much longer.
Morning. Brian, hi.
Better off today?
Yes. Well, he's coming in later,
but... Oh, busy morning for you, then.
Yeah, kind of. Cleaning out the troughs.
Well, remind me, you milking today as well?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, sorry, I still haven't quite caught up with your busy new schedule.
But I'll usually be milking Sundays, Wednesday and Fridays.
Okay.
Though, like I said at the start, that can be flexible if I need to swap any time.
Oh, good.
Seems to be working well so far. No problems. Everything's running smoothly.
Pigs all well?
Yeah, they're fine. The slots are just about ready to go now.
Ah.
Yeah, come on well. Partly thanks to Jazzer, actually. He's turning into a real pig man.
Yeah, well, what about Bridge Farm? Have you heard back from your land agent? It's okay. I'm strictly neutral here. Not after any inside information.
No, nothing yet. I guess it'll be a while before we have the full valuation.
Right.
And in the meantime, I'm trying to put it out of my mind and get on with the job.
Well, that brings me to why I came down here, Tom. I'd like to have a chat about the business.
Oh?
Well, not now while you're so busy, but would you be able to come up to the house when you're done?
Like you said, I've got a pretty tight schedule, all the veg boxes to do for tomorrow.
Well,
I was going to head straight back to Bridge Farm, and then I've got a whole load of invoices to get out.
Well, what about lunch? I mean, you have to stop to eat sometime. It is quite important. I mean, look, if you're going to be down at Bridge Farm, why don't we meet at the Bull? Say, 1 o'clock? Won't keep you more than half an hour.
Yeah, okay then, fine. I'll see you there.
Christopher, he's left that drill out again.
Oh, no, I got it.
Look, right where George can find it, I keep telling him.
There you go.
I'm sorry to start moaning the minute you get back.
Oh, that's okay. How was your morning?
Oh, not so bad. Yours?
That's okay, I guess. Been trying to figure out what I'm going to say in this interview.
Oh, yeah? Ruth was really impressed when I told her.
Well, so long as we get some decent plugs for the open day.
Of course you will. That's what they want to talk about, isn't it?
It could make such a difference to the business. And keep Oliver happy as well.
Ed, if anyone can do it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Em.
Don't be daft. Oh, where's all the milk gone?
Hey?
Christopher again. He drowns his cereal, then drinks a pint before he goes off. Never mind the rest of us.
Yeah, communal living, eh?
Yeah, well, I'm bored of it.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
Do you remember when we asked Oliver if he'd give us a place to go with my job? Imagine if he'd said yeah.
Would have changed everything, wouldn't he?
Our own place round here. Living on site. Look, maybe we should go back and have another look at the place in Ollerton.
No, we can't, Ed. What with George and work, it's just too far.
Yeah, but then we're back where we started. We don't want to move, but nothing local we can afford.
Hang on. Maybe we could still live on site.
I don't think he's got...
a Grange farm. Right, come on, darling.
Where are you going?
You're coming with me. It's a long shot, but it might be worth a go.
Well, no sign of the lynch mob yet.
Well, I noticed one or two blacklocks as we came in.
Yeah, well, there's no telling some people. They're convinced I want to turn this whole village into a toxic wasteland.
Oh, well, let's leave all that and concentrate on the menu, shall we?
Yeah. Look, you didn't need to do this, Pusscat.
Nonsense. Nice for me to see you look so relaxed. You know how I worry about my old tiger.
Yeah, look, if it's about last week, there's no need.
No?
No, I don't do regrets.
Really?
Well, no, it's something that had to be done. Maybe it would have been nice if it had turned out different, but it didn't.
No.
She doesn't want to see me again, and why should she? She made a tough decision when she was no more than a kid. And then she got on with the rest of her life, and I respect her for that. No use wondering what might have been, yeah? Just be grateful for what you've got.
Well, cheers.
Yeah, cheers, Brian.
So, I spent a couple of hours yesterday going through the books, and I've come away with a few thoughts.
But we're doing okay, aren't we? We're in profit.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's always nice to improve our margins, but...
Well, the sausages are doing well. Business is basically sound, no doubt about that.
Okay.
It's the pork side of the business that's really letting us down.
Well, the returns aren't good right now, I know,
but... I'd say they're pretty poor.
I'm always working on ways to increase our profits, Brian.
Yes, yes, of course. I appreciate that. But let me tell you how I think we might improve the situation. Our big priority now should be to cut back on the pork meat sales and build up a market for other products. Premium bacon, for example.
Well, certainly worth considering, yeah.
If we rear a few pigs to bacon weight, I think we should do well. And make good use of the Tom Archer brand.
We'd have to get it cured.
Well, I'm sure we could find somebody local to do that. It shouldn't be a problem.
Maybe, but...
Yeah, we could sell some of it at farmers' markets. So why don't you talk to Adam about it? He's had all that experience with the venison. I'm sure he could give you some sound advice, and then you can get back to me, OK?
Yeah, all right.
Brian,
maybe I'll...
hello!
I thought I saw you go through to the restaurant.
Yeah, I just thought I'd grab the chance to remind you about the BL meeting this afternoon.
I hadn't forgotten.
Good, and don't be late. We've got some important business to discuss.
There, she's been doing the calves.
Yeah, do you really think this is such a good idea?
Well, it's got to be worth a try.
Oh, hello!
Oh, hiya!
Back again! Hi, Ed.
Hiya, Ruth.
Yeah. Can't keep away from us, eh? Did you forget something?
No. Well, look, I can see you're busy, but...
I've got a few minutes before milking.
Oh, OK. Well, you know I told you earlier about... that we'd looked at this place in Ollerton?
The tiny flat with the windy stairs?
Yeah, that's it. The thing is... Well, even if we could afford it...
Which we can't.
Well, it's still too far away. What, with both of us working in the village and me needing to get into Borchester for Jack's and Mum and Dad being around for George...
Yeah, I've got to be on the spot for the cows and...
Yeah?
Well, look, I know you'll probably have to think about it and everything, but... Well, we was wondering... What about Rick Yard?
You mean... You'd both...
To rent, I mean... I know you got the holiday let, but we're coming to the end of the season now, so... Well, if it's going to be empty a lot of the time...
Well, we still might have some bookings yet.
Well, we'd pay you a fair rent, of course.
And you'd have me on hand to look after the kids and any last-minute jobs you needed doing in the house, so... I just thought it might work both ways.
Well, I'm not sure, Emma.
Oh.
I mean, I'll have to talk to David, see what he thinks.
Well, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Look, give me a few days, yeah? We'll talk it over and then... We'll let you know as soon as we can. Okay?
Uh,
And apologies from Annabelle, she won't be long. Now, before we move on to discuss the main business of the day, can I just remind you all that some of it is highly sensitive business information and should be treated as strictly confidential, OK? Right, so let's move on straight away to the vexed question of our stake in the Ambridge AD plant and the revised plans thereof. I'm sure we're all aware that there has been a good deal of local opposition to the new plans. However, it may have escaped your notice that events have been moving fast in another part of the county. I'm talking about the proposed rival AD plant at Loxley Norton.
Matt, you know I can't vote on the AD, so why are you bringing this up now?
It concerns us all, Brian. And I think you especially should hear what I'm about to say. So, the rival AD plant at Loxley Norton. Also still at the planning stage, of course, but I've recently been informed by a reliable source, very reliable, that Loxley Norton are about to tie up an agreement to handle waste from a major supermarket chain.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm sure I needn't tell you that this has major implications for Ambridge Heat and Power. We all know how much the ground rules have changed since AHP was formed. Biofuels are out and half the village is up in arms at the very idea of supermarket waste. And now my source tells me that Loxley Norton are looking to take on new partners. So, it seems to me...
You're not suggesting we pull out of AHP and go in with Loxley Norton?
Yes, Brian. That is precisely what I'm suggesting.
But we can't just... Does Annabelle know about this?
Yes, she does. And as you so rightly pointed out, your conflict of interest means
Matt,
that you cannot...
Matt, I think at the very least this needs some careful consideration.
Well, it's black and white, Brian. Black and white. Loxley Norton will go ahead with or without us. And there's certainly no room in Borsetshire for two big AD plants. So we'll just have to face the facts. The Ambridge plant is dead in the water.
They're not here, Peggy. They've gone.
No, Jack.
They've gone. Somebody's taken them.
What is it you're worrying about? You're just tired, that's all. You just sit and rest while I make something for dinner.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, come on in.
How are you both?
We've only just got back from the day centre.
Hello, Jack. Did you have a good afternoon?
Who's she?
Oh, Jack, you know Jennifer.
Forget my own name sometimes.
Was it you? Was it you who took my golf clubs?
What?
Now, Jack.
It was her, Peggy. That woman. She stole them.
Oh, dear.
Jack, don't be silly. Nobody's stolen anything. Your golf clubs are in the cupboard where they always are.
No. It was her. She took them.
Shh, I keep telling you. No one's taken anything.
Shall I put them...
No, it's all right. He's tired out, that's all.
But it...
He's had a long day. He's confused.
Oh, where are they?
Perhaps it's best if you go.
Are you sure?
Yes, he just needs some peace and quiet.
Well, if you...
Peggy!
Don't worry. You go and leave him with me. He'll soon settle down.
Come on, Jake. Hurry.
Hey, look who's here.
Hello. Good boy, come on.
Nick. Hello, stranger.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, it's so nice to see the kids. Hi, Jake.
Say hello, Jake.
Hiya.
Mia? Oh, what a lovely hairband.
Yeah, we just bought it. And I promised them both one of your ice creams.
Ah.
Special treat.
Strawberry, chocolate, vanilla.
Oh, two strawberries, please.
Okay. So, how are you? Where have you been hiding?
Oh, we're fine. Just been at home. The usual routine, you know.
I haven't seen you since... Oh, gosh, when was it?
Well, it was all a bit difficult, you know, after me and Will.
Yeah.
And it's not so easy for me to get into town. And...
No.
Anyway, I can't stop. My friend's waiting to take me home.
Look, next time you come in, try and stay for a natter, yeah? Be nice to catch up.
Yeah, well...
I had a call from Clary a few weeks ago, asking about Will.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bit strange, to be honest, asking if I knew where he was. She didn't say why, but I
but
just...
But you haven't heard?
No. I mean, she must have been worried, you know, to call me.
Well, it's quite a long story. There you are, Jake. Mia?
Thanks. So, what happened? Is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. Well, he's okay, but there was a big showdown between him and Ed and...
Oh, no, over what?
Well, Ed's with Emma now. They're back together.
Are they?
Hmm. All too much for Will, I suppose, with George and everything. Oh, there was this huge fight, and after that, Will disappeared for a while. And that must have been when...
When Clary called me. Oh, I suppose that makes sense. But he came back?
He was on the East Coast somewhere. Ed and Eddie found him, and yeah, he came back for a bit. But then he wanted some time away, so now he's working down in Gloucestershire.
Gloucester? You mean he's moved?
Not for good. Only temporarily, I think.
Oh.
I'm not sure for how long exactly, but his job's still there for him at the estate.
Oh, poor Will.
Well, he seems to be dealing with it, settling into the new job, and he still sees George. Clary and Eddie take him down.
Oh, it must be so hard for him, though. If he still had feelings for Emma and...
Maybe. Look, why don't you give him a call?
I did try a while ago. But he must have changed his number.
Oh.
Anyway, if he's trying to get some space, I don't want to interfere. Maybe it's best if I keep out of it for now.
I know she's old enough to decide for herself, but... Oh, I can't help wishing she'd change her mind.
Hmm?
Alice... She's still determined to drive down to Southampton with Christopher.
Oh, I shouldn't worry about it. Once Alice gets a taste of student life, Christopher will pass his sell-by date.
Well, I know you think I'm being sentimental.
No, I'm sorry, Jenny. No. It's just that right now I have far more important things to worry about.
Yes, I was aware of that. You've been in a foul mood since you got back from your meeting yesterday.
Well, Matt annoyed me, that's all.
Oh, be patient with him, darling.
Patient?
Well, I think he's got a lot on his mind at the moment.
He certainly has. How to make my life difficult, being top of the list.
Oh, don't be so melodramatic.
Fine. Well, I'll tell you what happened at the meeting, if you really want to know. Matt wants us to pull out of the biodigester scheme.
Pull out?
Yes. Apparently, the Loxley Norton Group are about to sign on a big supermarket deal. And that pulls the rug out from under AHP. So Matt thinks we've no choice but to cut our losses and go in with Loxley Norton.
But that's awful. Where does it leave Adam and Debbie and Ruth and David? I mean, after all their
work... I know,
it's
tough on them.
Oh, look, tough? Brian, it's a disaster.
The fact is, Jenny, there's not a whole lot I can do about it.
Oh, didn't you say anything? I mean, why didn't you tell me?
Because it's highly confidential. I shouldn't be telling you now.
Darling, come on, you know I wouldn't.
And before you ask, you can't tell Adam or Debbie either.
Brian, you must...
Jenny, if Matt found out I told you, I could be thrown off the board.
So after all the trouble and the meetings and the bad feeling, Matt just turns around and decides to...
You'd better answer it.
Well, we can't keep this a secret, Brian.
We have no choice.
So I've got to look my son in the eye, have I? And... Hello?
Oh, Jennifer.
Mum, are you right?
It's Jack.
Well, what's happened?
I don't know. He's upset. He's forgotten who I am.
Oh, Mum.
He doesn't seem to know me at all. And he shut me out of the house.
Oh, no.
Yes, I don't know what to do. Please, can you come over?
Hi, you still here?
Yeah, empty veg boxes.
No rest, eh?
And I was late with the milking.
Do you want a hand?
Oh, yeah, please, that'd be great.
I'm sure Brenda's got your supper waiting in the oven.
Yeah, never know my luck.
Oh, Tom, did Mum remind you about the pig roast for the harvest supper?
Yes, she did.
Still okay with that?
Yeah, I suppose. I'll manage it somehow.
Great.
So, here we are, pushed to the limit, trying to buy a farm, and Mum says, I know, let's offer to host the harvest supper. Great thinking.
Come on, that was before we decided to buy.
Yeah, I know. Then Brian goes and drops his little bombshell on me.
Yeah, Dad told me. Tom Archer Bacon?
Which is exactly what I was planning to do here with the Bridge Farm brand. Not running myself ragged trying to boost Brian's profits.
Mm. You're going to be working hard then?
I can't do it for both businesses, Helen. There just aren't enough hours in the day.
Well, use the experience. Make all your mistakes up at home farm and then get it right down here.
Hmm, silver lining, eh?
Mm. If you need more labour, why not ask Jazza?
Hmm, I could, I guess. Not sure if he'd be interested.
You don't know till you ask. Mm. Use your powers of persuasion, Tom. Make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, he might go for it, I suppose. Oh, Brian.
He must have been listening.
Shall I or shan't I?
Don't look at me.
Brian, hi.
Tom, are you at Bridge Farm?
Yes, why?
I've been trying to call the house.
Oh, I don't know where Mum and Dad
There's
are.
There's a bit of a crisis with Jack down at the lodge.
Oh?
Yeah, he shut Peggy out in the garden.
Oh, right.
Jenny and I are on our way down. I mean, is there anyone free to come and give us a hand?
Sure. I'll get down there now.
He's in the hall. I've tried talking to him.
All right, Mum.
And I tried to call Lillian, but she wasn't answering.
No, she's at a function with Matt.
So what's happened exactly?
I only went out to check the gate was shut, put out the empty milk bottles, and he shut the door behind me.
And it's locked?
Yes. I left it on the latch when I went out.
Who is it? Who's there?
Oh, dear.
Now, all right, let me have a go. Jack? Jack, hello? It's me. It's Jennifer. Come on, it's only me. It's cold out here. Can we come in?
No. Go away or I'll call the police.
He thinks we're trying to rob him.
Come on, Jack. Oh, don't be so silly.
It's no good, Jennifer, if he doesn't even recognise me.
Gran, what's the problem?
Oh, Tom.
The door's locked. Jack won't let us in.
Right.
Is there a spare key?
There should be, for the back door. Under one of the pots, but it's so dark. I had a look and I couldn't...
It's okay. I've got my mobile here. Cast a bit of light on the problem.
Oh, yes.
Which pot, Gran?
I can't remember. One of them.
Yeah. Here we go. Got it.
Well done.
Oh, then I'd better go round.
No, Mum.
Look, Peggy, why don't you wait here with Jenny?
I can still hear you. Go away.
Well...
Look, I'll go in first.
Yes, I think that would be the best, Mum.
All right.
Brian, do you want me to...
No, it's okay. Look, you stay here. I'll see if I can calm him down. Hello? Anyone at home?
Who is it?
Oh,
who's
Jack.
There?
Hello?
What?
It's only me, Brian.
Who? No, I don't know.
Sorry
you.
To call round so late, old chap. It's nippy out there. There'll soon be a frost, I reckon.
What do you mean?
Here, look. You must be cold too, wandering about in your pyjamas.
No, I'm
Shouldn't
not.
Shouldn't you be in bed?
No, you see, I can't find...
Can't find what?
Someone has taken my...
Oh, please, what you're looking for, Jack? These slippers.
Slippers? Oh.
Come on, you better put them on. Oh. I wouldn't let Peggy catch you strolling around in your bare feet. There'll be trouble.
Oh. Peggy.
Yeah, now, come on, you sit down while I...
Oh, where is Peggy?
Well, she's just outside with Jenny, Jack.
Oh.
One, two. Oh, the good man. Right, now, you wait there. I'll go and find her, okay?
He seems quieter now. Hmm. Mum's just coming down.
Is he in bed?
Yes, but he's still confused. Doesn't seem ready to sleep.
Has anything like this happened before?
Oh, not as bad as this. Jack forgetting who she is and locking her out of the house.
Yeah, he seemed pretty out of it.
Well, he was bad enough when I called round earlier, but...
Do you think it's okay to leave her?
Oh, I don't know. I shouldn't have left her this afternoon. We'll have to try and do something. We can't go on like this.
Thank you, Jennifer, but there's no need to fuss.
Mum, I am not fussing.
How's Jack now?
He's all right. I've turned the light out. He'll soon settle down.
Okay.
All I was about to ask was, would you like me to stay tonight?
It's kind of you to offer, but there's no need.
Are you sure?
Of course.
But, Mum...
Jennifer, Jack's got overtired, that's all. So you mustn't worry. A good night's sleep and he'll be fine.
Oh, yeah?
Ed, hello. Has Alistair been?
Yeah, he's been and done the follow-up.
And?
Good news, only one reactor.
Well, that's...
Well, the best we've done since this whole thing started.
Yeah, that's good. Big relief.
I mean, we're not in the clear yet.
No, no.
Well, we're getting there. Maybe next time.
Yeah, who knows?
Fingers crossed. Well, meantime, we can get on with the main job, pushing up milk sales, getting people in for the open day, eh?
Yes, indeed. Want a hand to get these hurdles out of the way?
Oh, great.
Yeah, we'll take a minute.
Oh, there's more good news, too.
Ah.
Radio Borsetshire have fixed up the time for my interview.
Really? Where?
Yeah, a week today. Thursday, 5 o'clock.
Marvellous.
Yeah, so with any luck, we should get 3-4 minutes free publicity on a peak time show.
Well done. You must have sold it brilliantly for them to pick it up.
Well, I gave this girl the works, you know. Played the mysterious young farmhand.
Oh, yeah.
And local produce is what everyone's interested in these days.
Well, you're putting a lot of hard work into this open day.
Well, I want it to be a success. 1 year, you said?
Oh, yeah, but with all this good news...
Well, that's not all so good.
Huh?
Emma talked to Ruth again this morning about Rickyard Cottage.
Ah. Have they turned you down?
No, not outright, but... As she said, they're still thinking it over. Doesn't sound very promising, though, does it?
Mm, that's a shame.
I think Em's going to feel a bit awkward working around Brookfield now.
Look, as a thank you for all your hard work, why don't you let me buy you a drink at lunchtime, eh?
Hello?
Gosh, Jazza, come on in.
Is it free?
Yes, no charge.
Okay, then.
Have you come to see the items found at the dig?
I thought I'd have a look.
Well, there's the photo displayed there, and that shows you the site and gives you some of the history.
Aye.
And the finds are all on the table here, and you can look as much as you want, but it's better not to touch. I must say it's wonderful that you're so interested.
So, where's the big sword?
I'm sorry?
With the jewels and the mummified body.
Mummified?
Well, they told me there was a... Oh, I'll kill Ed Grundy.
Ed told you that.
He said he was there when they dug up the grave. Bronze Age chieftain with a sword and a shield.
I'm afraid he was having you on.
Aye, and I fell for it.
Bronze Age? Wrong century, well, wrong millennium.
Would Ed know the difference? Just wait till I catch up with him.
This poor man was killed at the time of the Civil War. Here, look, that's the musket ball that probably killed him, and this is a part of his helmet. It's called a morion.
So it's just these wee bits and pieces?
Well, may not look much. It's really quite fascinating. I mean, here, just look at these coins. They probably came from his last pay packet. And there's a piece of a clay pipe.
Need treasure, then?
Well, archaeology's not just about finding treasure. Oh, is that...
Your mine.
No, it's mine. If I can find it.
Well, is that the time? Thanks for the tour.
Oh, are you...
Aye, things today, you know how it is. Bye.
Oh, bye then. Yes, hello.
Jenny, darling.
Oh, hello, Lillian.
Have you seen Mum anywhere?
No, not since last night. Why?
Well, I popped in, like I said I would, and there's no sign of either of them.
But I spoke to her earlier.
The car's gone and the whole house is deserted. Did she say she was going out?
Not to me, no.
No, me neither.
Well, that's strange. That's not like Mum.
Well, after what happened last night...
Oh, yes. Where on earth can they be?
Aye, hilarious, innit? I thought Ed spent all his days at Grange Farm. He's obviously been going to comedy school.
That's Ed for you.
Aye. Well, we'll see how funny he finds it when I catch up with him. We'll find his mummified body 6 feet under.
Ah, don't let it bother you, mate. Easy mistake.
You reckon?
Yeah, I mean, you never really believed it, did you? You know Ed better than that.
Well, no.
So, you just went to the village hall to check it out. I'd have done the same.
If I was you, I'd save yourself the bother. Stay home and watch the paint dry.
Thanks for the tip.
So, how about moving the wee ones through to the next pen?
Ah, no rush. Let's sit down for 5 minutes, eh?
What?
Yeah, do you want some of this?
You're offering.
You did so well this morning, we can afford to relax a bit now.
Any hassle. I think this batch are getting to like me.
Yeah? That's good. I was telling Brian the other day how much I've come to rely on you.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, Jazza, I'd like to make you an offer.
What's this then?
Well, as the Bridge Farm business takes off, and with Brian wanting me to do all this extra stuff up here, I'm going to find myself really pushed for labour.
Right.
So, what I wondered is, how would you like to come and work full-time for me here?
Full-time with the pigs and give up the milk round?
Yeah, but unless you want to work a 20-hour day. Look, it'd be great for me to know I had someone with your skill and experience that I could rely on. And, of course, I'd make it worth your while.
How much?
Well, I'd certainly up your rates from what they are now. That would all be up for negotiation, if you were interested, of course. So, how about it? This business is getting bigger and bigger, and you could be part of it.
I don't know. Maybe I'll need to think about it.
Oh, okay, sure.
I mean, keying up the milk round, that could be a life-changing career decision. I'll need a wee while to mull over the pros and cons.
How long?
Hard to say, but as soon as I decide, I'll let you know. Any more tea there, Tom?
Oh, sorry. I got held up by Linda, telling me all about her photos.
What photos?
Oh, her pictures of village life. She's sent them off to the Echo or something.
But you see no sign of Mum and Jack?
Nothing.
No, Roy hasn't either. I don't think they can have been up here.
Maybe I should try Tony again.
Oh, darling, if he'd heard, he'd have let us know.
Yes.
Even he's got enough sense not to leave us driving round the countryside all afternoon.
Oh, Mum, she could at least have left her phone on. What time is it now?
It's nearly six. Oh, look, we've done all we can for now, Jenny. I'll run you home.
Jack was in such a state last night. Oh, I do wish she'd let one of us stay.
Yeah, but if I'd been there...
Well, you say that, but you know what she's like. She dug her heels in.
Yeah, it's all right.
Anyway, at least it didn't spoil your evening out with Matt.
No, not at the time. We're having a fabulous evening. Just what the pair of us needed.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Then we got home and I found your message.
Well, I thought you'd want to know.
Oh, well, of course I did, darling. But it put an end to our romantic evening. Couldn't sleep half the night for worrying.
Well, I'm afraid that makes two of us.
Oh, wait, stop, stop!
Look, there she is now. Oh, she's home. Oh, thank heavens.
Mum!
Hello, dear. Wasn't expecting a visit.
Well.
Oh, both of you. Are you on your way somewhere? Or...
No, we've been looking for you.
Why? Is there anything the matter?
Where's Jack? Is he all right?
Yes, of course he's fine. Why shouldn't he be? He's a little tired. We both are. But I've just settled him in his chair.
Mum, where have you been all day?
Oh, just out and about.
Well, I came round and the house was deserted. No one knew where you'd gone.
So we've been trying to find you all afternoon.
Why all the fuss?
Because...
I thought a trip out would do us good. So I took Jack out to lunch and then for a drive over to see an old friend in Darrington.
Oh,
Mum, you can see why we were worried after last night.
But I told you then, Jennifer, all Jack needed was a good night's sleep. He was quite all right in the morning, so there was no need to send out a search party.
Had a call from Caroline after you'd gone.
Oh, yeah? Oh, the team chase. Yeah. Did they all get round?
Oh, yes. Nigel managed to keep his seat this time. Yeah, they did much better. No prizes, but Caroline thinks they're shaping up well for the big day at Lower Loxley.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. Well, cheers.
Yeah.
And, well done again for getting that radius along.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I've been getting a few more ideas together. Yeah. Oh. See, what a lot of people still don't get is that our milk actually tastes so much better than the kind of stuff they normally get.
Well, Ambridge's resident comedian.
Oh, you're right, Jazz?
How was the history trip?
You really think I was dumb enough to fall for that? What?
Is this the Bronze Age chieftain?
Yeah, did you see the big sword?
Wasn't he born yesterday?
Yeah.
What's all this?
You don't want to know, Oliver.
So, you buying then, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I'll get these.
Oh.
I reckon you've got one coming, Jazz.
That'll make us even.
You want a pint, Tom?
Yeah, cheers.
And same again, Oliver?
Yeah, thanks.
Ed buying?
Well, you've heard about his radio interview.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's very pleased about that. And we had our TB follow-up this morning. Only one reactor, so he's determined to be positive about it all.
Oh, well...
Yeah, I know. It could be just a dip.
Hmm.
The number of reactors goes up and down in any outbreak, so there could be more next time. We're not out of the woods yet.
I think an early night will be good for him.
Is he actually in bed?
No, he's getting himself ready.
Oh, is that...
Yes, Jennifer, he can manage perfectly well.
Now, you're looking tired too, Mum.
Yeah, I am a little, after last night.
And you're sure Jack's been all right today?
Yes, I keep telling you. Just a little confused at times, but nothing I couldn't handle.
Mum, you should have told someone you were going out.
Why, nothing happened.
Well, at least keep your phone switched on.
Oh, it's such a fiddle, I sometimes forget. Oh, is that the bath running?
Oh, yeah, sounds like it.
Oh, I just wanted him to get ready for bed.
Look, shall I go up?
No, no, it's all right, I'll do it.
That settles it, Jenny. We can't let her go on like this.
No, she looks exhausted.
She won't like it, but we'll have to find some way to help her.
So, do you hear about the big hole they found at Willow Farm?
Aye, so what's this then? A secret tunnel?
No, no, really. Dad dug up this massive hole in the footings, I saw it.
Stuff full of treasure, was it? Very funny.
Not for Roy and Haley. Set them back a week at least. It'll cost them a bomb to backfill it.
Oh, aye. And there's a wee ferry at the bottom of it. Excuse me. I need to have a word with Tom.
Hey, so, how you doing there, Jasmine, old mate?
I'm doing fine. You and me, we need to have a word.
Okay.
This big step up the career ladder you're offering me.
Yes.
Well, it's a great offer and I'm really sorry, but I'm afraid the answer's no.
Oh, Jazza, come on, you can't let me down.
I like my milk round. It's a few wee perks, you know. And let's be fair, there's no such a big social life with the pigs.
Okay, look, don't rush into any decisions. Take your time.
No, thanks. I've took all the time I need. If you need any more help at Home Farm, you'll have to find yourself another pigman.
A musket bowl.
Yes, yeah. Bit squashed, but...
Yeah, I can see.
And this is the buckle from his belt.
Well, look at that. You mean it's been down there in the ground for all that time?
Yeah, quite a thought.
Yeah. Oh, you can just picture him putting his belt on in the morning and by the end of the day...
He was dead.
Still... At least he ain't forgotten. Not completely.
No.
And his little clay pipe too. Mm-hmm. Well, I do think that's so interesting.
Good, so do I.
Oh, I wish I had more time to look at it all. I've just been to buy a christening present for William to give Abby. He ain't got time to look for himself, so...
Oh, what did you get?
Well, a little silver photo frame.
Ah, that's nice.
Did you think so? I mean, now I've got it, I'm not so sure it's suitable.
Ah. Think a photo frame's a lovely idea.
I'll show you. There.
Oh, yes. Oh, I think that's very sweet.
Do you?
I'm sure she'll be really pleased to have it when she's older.
Oh, good. Oh, I hope William's happy with it too. Do you want it all to go well for him?
Oops, mind.
The new tea notes, don't want to lose them.
They're very smart, aren't they?
Yeah, much better than them silly IOUs.
You weren't at the swap club meeting last night.
Nah, I was working. I got these from Susan.
Well, the launch was a big success. And don't you think that Robert and Linda have done a marvellous job?
Oh, well, yeah, these notes look very professional. I can't see no one forging them, can you? Mind you, I can't see the rules on the back. There's such tiny writing.
Rather a lot to fit in, I think.
Oh, Jenny, darling.
Oh, morning.
Hello, Clary. Jenny, you're not planning to stay hanging around this hall all day.
Why?
I must be off anyway. I'm going to use my new teas to get some eggs from Jill.
Oh, bye. No, Samantha's taking over this afternoon.
Oh, good, because we need to get together and have a serious talk about Mum. I'm just on my way to see Tony now and see what he thinks about it all.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And when I talk to him, I'll give you a call and we can arrange a time to meet up this afternoon.
Oh, right.
We do need to agree on a plan, Jenny, and as soon as possible.
Drill the rest of Longfield, then I'm all done.
Yeah, that's great, Adam.
So you've still got the top half of Marnie's to do?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get up there now.
Okay.
As soon as I finish this run.
More fencing?
Oh, I'll be at it for a little while longer yet.
Yeah, with how many paddocks to make?
30, all told.
Maybe Christmas, if I'm lucky.
You're putting a lot of faith into this new grazing system.
Yeah, not to mention blisters.
Oh, and Ruth tells me you may be getting new tenants at Rickyard.
Oh.
Ed and Emma?
Well, no, nothing's been decided yet.
Suppose you've got a nice little holiday business there.
Over the summer, yeah. No, it's a tough one. It'd be really handy for us to have Emma on call. And we'd like to help them out if we can, but... Well, Ruth and I'll have to sit down soon and have a real discussion about it. So, don't say anything if you see either of them, yeah?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll leave you to your fencing.
Yeah, all right. Oh, Adam, listen.
Hmm?
Don't suppose you've talked to Matt or Annabelle lately, have you?
No, not heard a thing since the meeting. Have you?
Well, I talked to Matt briefly.
Yeah.
About a week ago, tried to get some sense out of him.
Oh, that would have been an achievement.
Yeah. Pretty well gave me the brush off. Never mind the fact that we got half the village baying for our blood.
He must have noticed.
No. He just sits up there in the dower house, dictating to his PA. Cruises through on his way to important meetings. Honestly, Adam, it's got to the point where I hardly dare go into the shop. I feel such a pariah.
Oh, yeah, well, Susan likes to make her feelings known.
Yeah. I've left a couple of messages with Annabelle, but she's not got back to me yet.
Well, to be fair, a busy lawyer is hardly going to be top of her agenda.
Yeah, but it would just be nice to know what our next move should be. Ruth and I are seriously getting hacked off about this. Listen, I don't suppose it's worth you asking Brian about it.
Well, not really. He and Mum have had a bit of stress with Gran recently, but if he had any news, I think he would have told me.
Yeah, I suppose.
But I'll ask him, just to be sure. If I find out any more, I'll let you know.
So, how's your brother?
Oh, busy harvesting his potatoes.
Ah, good for him.
Ooh, that's where you usually say something about him grubbing about in the dirt.
Well, I'm feeling unusually generous.
Right. Mwah, I won't tease.
Yeah, have some coffee.
Thanks, darling. Oh, and don't forget, he may not be your tenant for much longer.
Yeah, well, who knows, eh?
Anyway, he did stop for long enough to have a talk about Mum.
And what's his opinion?
Well, he agrees with Jenny and I. What happened on Wednesday night was a real wake-up call. Something's got to change. We can't leave Mum to cope on her own.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, you don't sound so sure.
No, well, really not my business.
Oh, Tiger, you've had to put up with me going on and on, and I've not even thought to ask you your opinion.
Well, I can see it's worrying for you. Of course it is, your mum getting shut out in the garden.
Worrying? Poor old Jack had completely lost the plot. I mean, who knows what might have happened?
But she kept her head. She did the right thing, called Jennifer. It all got sorted.
Yeah, I know, but if nobody
Look,
had
I'm
been...
All I'm saying is, she's telling you she can cope. She's happy with things the way they are, so maybe... Well, maybe she's the best judge of the situation.
But she's so stubborn, Matt.
Well, she's an independent woman, has been all her life. She's used to making her own decisions. If you take that away from her now, it's like... Well, how would you like it?
Well, yeah. Perhaps there's some truth in that. But, I mean,
So the time will come when things get too difficult. Then either she'll ask you for help, or you just have to step in and bail her out. I'm just not sure if you've reached that point yet.
No, I'm not so sure.
Look, you'll know when it happens. Until it does, maybe it's best... Not to rock the boat, you know?
Oh, Matt. I don't want to upset Mum. Or take away her independence. But I don't want to risk another crisis either.
No, no.
What can I do? Oh, all right. Just let me get in the door. Oh,
hello?
Oh. Is that Clary?
Yeah. Who's speaking?
It's me, Nick. Remember?
Oh, Nick. Hello.
Hi. Is this a bad time?
Well, I've just got in.
Okay, well, I shan't keep you long. Sorry to call you out of the blue like this. Are you well?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks. So what's this about?
I just called because... Well, I talked to Helen the other day and she told me about... About Will and everything and...
Oh.
Will going away, so... Now I see why you called me when you did.
Yeah, well, that's right. And you know he's gone away again. He ain't in Ambridge no more.
Yeah, Helen told me that too.
It's been a very difficult time for him, you understand?
Oh, yeah, yes, I do. Poor Will. And I don't want to make it any worse for him, really.
Oh, right.
I know Will. I know how much he loves his job and what it must have cost him to leave. Even if it's only temporary.
Yeah, well, I just felt he had no choice, really.
If that's what he decided, he must have been right for him.
I think so.
Have you seen him recently? Is he all right? Keeping well, looking after himself?
Managing. He looked well when I last saw him.
Oh, good. And I'm so pleased he still gets to see George.
We take him down as often as we can, me and Eddie. Neil took him down this week. We cope.
Oh, that's nice.
He's coming back up Sunday for the christening, Roy's baby.
Oh, little Abby. Oh, how is she?
Doing really well.
Oh, great. Still, it must be lonely for Will, though, down there on his own.
Maybe.
Clary, I know a bit about how it feels to feel, you know, isolated. That's why I called, really. I wondered if you had his new address.
I'm
not going to turn up or anything. I just want him to know that he's still got friends. People who care about him.
Just
send him a card or a letter. Say hi, you know. Do you think he'd mind?
Well, I suppose if it were just a card, I don't see why not.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's Lillian now.
Oh, good. She's right, of course. We do need to make a decision about Mum and Jack. We can't put it off any longer.
Okay, half an hour and I'm back out on the drill.
I'll make the coffee then.
Oh, and Mum? Mm-hmm? I was talking to David this morning.
Oh?
Yeah, he and Ruth are pretty fed up about the AD situation. No one seems to have a clue what's going on.
Really?
Well, there's been a deathly silence from Matt and Annabelle. After all that fuss at the public meeting.
I expect Matt's just got other priorities at the moment.
Yes, we always seem to be at the bottom of his list.
I mean, you know Matt. He's got a finger in so many pies.
Well, maybe, but just out of common politeness, you'd think he'd keep in touch with... What?
Hello?
Oh, here she is. Come on in.
Oh, Adam, darling.
Hi, Lillian.
You here for our little crisis meeting?
If that's okay.
Well, Tony's asked us to report back, but basically he'll go along with whatever we decide.
That makes things easier.
So, it's down to the three of us.
Right. There is the coffee.
Thanks, darling.
So, you think the time has come to persuade Gran to accept some help?
What's your opinion, Adam?
Well, I certainly don't have a whole lot of time to go there and help out myself.
No. And yet Mum and I can't always be on hand either.
She's just getting so exhausted, Adam. She won't admit it, but you can see it in her face.
Yes.
Matt's worried that if we interfere, we might take away her independence.
Really?
Mm.
Well, I can see where he's coming from.
Yes, but he was...
Well, it wasn't just an off-the-cuff remark, Jenny. He'd obviously given it a lot of thought.
Perhaps, but Mum calling us in a state when she's been shut out of the house, well, it's hardly independence.
I think you're right.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever Matt says, I have to agree.
So, what do you think we should do, Lillian?
Well, maybe Jack needs a proper carer to come in and help.
Hmm.
You mean a nurse or a...
Well, a specialist in Alzheimer's, perhaps. I mean, even a couple of days a week would make such a difference to Mum.
How much do you think that would cost?
Well, they don't come cheap, of course, but I'm sure Mum and Jack can afford it.
Well, yes.
Never mind the cost. You think you'll ever get her to agree?
Perhaps if we do some research, look at the various agencies, then we can arrange for Mum to meet a good, professional, private carer. What do you think?
Well...
She's not going to like it.
No. Well, maybe not at first, Adam, but we'll just have to see if we can change our mind.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor is Grime Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.